Blackstone Audio presents The Prince and the Pauper by Mark Twain. The quality of mercy is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. 'Tis mightiest in the mightiest it becomes, the throned monarch better than his crown. Merchant of Venice. Preface. I will set down a tale as it was told to me by one who had it of his father, which latter had it of his father, this last having in like manner had it of his father, and so on. Back and still back, 300 years and more, the fathers transmitting it to the sons and so preserving it. It may be history. It may be only legend, a tradition. It may have happened, it may not have happened, but it could have happened. It may be that the wise and the learned believed it in the old days. It may be that only the unlearned and the simple loved it and credited it. Chapter 1. The Birth of the Prince and the Pauper. In the ancient city of London, on a certain autumn day in the second quarter of the 16th century, a boy was born to a poor family of the name of Canty, who did not want him. On the same day another English child was born to a rich family of the name of Tudor, who did want him. All England wanted him too. England had so longed for him, and hoped for him, and prayed God for him, that, now that he was really come, the people went nearly mad for joy. Mere acquaintances hugged and kissed each other and cried. Everybody took a holiday, and high and low, rich and poor, feasted and danced and sang, and got very mellow.